There are several problems. I think there are three or four underlying issues and two or three which are important. The most important is obviously the interwar years was a period of unemployment. After the Great War, unemployment rose to 1 million, and then to 3 million by the late 20s, early 30s. And it was the underlying problem. And it was a structural thing. It wasn't simply trade cycles going up and down and people being unemployed and then coming back in. It was that many industries were no longer needed in the same way. There were 1 million miners. Well, you only had work for 700,000. In iron and steel, at shipbuilding, it was similar sort of problems. And the result is that the Celtic fringe and Wales and Scotland and the North East faced very high levels of unemployment. Jarrow, before they took it into the more salubrious area of Hebburn, was about 75% unemployment. When they put it next to Hebburn, it became 50% unemployment for the two areas. So really, in fact, that's the real problem. But on top of that, this is a period of social change, and I think you've got to think in terms of change going on in the 20s and 30s, which began to challenge that notion of unemployment and poverty. One real development was the fact that in the 20s and 30s, particularly in the 30s, you've got new industries developing, the car industry, or the light good industry, the white good industries, and so forth. And so the South East and other areas began to expand, which probably amplified the problems of the Celtic fringe and unemployment. It's quite clear that governments had no solutions to these, but except to try to prop people up through unemployment by insurance benefits or the dole. A dole is a handout, a government handout, effectively. So I think that's the basic problem of the 20s and 30s. But then on top of that, come consequences like, the declining population, which results from people not having such a good standard of living and wanting a better standard of living and therefore controlling family size. And so that is sort of the ongoing sort of issue. But if you look at Britain, there are other issues as well which are important.